Welcome to Guerrilla Marketing to Women podcast with your host, best-selling author Wendy Stevens. Wendy has become a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur, best-selling author, speaker to Fortune 100 companies, and the CEO and founder of Local Guerrilla Marketing. On Guerrilla Marketing to Women podcast, Wendy and her expert guests share with entrepreneurs, business owners, and marketers like you how to generate more leads and convert more sales by working smarter, not harder, through guerrilla marketing to women. Wendy teaches, trains, and coaches you personally how to do this through interviews with world-class expert marketers to attract more leads and convert more sales. Tune in every week as Wendy and her expert guests share exactly how to use clever, well-designed strategies to market smart, not hard, to the most affluent consumer group in history, women. Make sure to head over to www.guerrillamarketingtowomen.com to subscribe and receive free updates from Wendy herself on how to generate more leads and convert more sales with video, mobile, and social media marketing. Now, here she is, Wendy Stevens.
Well, welcome to the Guerrilla Marketing to Women podcast. I am your host. My name is Wendy Stevens, and I have an amazing guest here today, and her name is Megan Tull. Meg is a wife, mother of three, and a very talented entrepreneur. She currently owns two companies, Silver Lining Concepts and Ultimate Bodies Pilates. So Megan's an entrepreneur, success strategist, a transformational leader, a speaker and author, a certified life coach, and a trained certified peak Pilates instructor. She's the creator and host of the globally recognized Step Into Success Summit for women entrepreneurs. And Megan has been an entrepreneur for more than 25 years. She's built seven businesses from the ground up, and she definitely knows a thing or two about business, and she's helped thousands of small business owners reach their financial goals. She customizes personalized packages to assist individuals in transforming their mind, their business, and actually their personal lives in the process. So her specialty and passion is to empower individuals to own their own value so they can share their gifts and get paid generously for it. So Megan also teaches her clients how to live authentic, joyful lives, focusing on self-care, life balance, and life purpose. Now Megan is currently writing a book. I happen to know she just got back from New York in a book conference. That encompasses much of the work that she assists her clients with, called the Passion Belief Method. Own your value and earn your worth. Now, she's just one of the most talented entrepreneur and coaches, specifically, Megan. I've seen you help so many people be successful. So, Megan Tull, thank you for joining me today. Come on out here and tell me what's happening in your world.
Well, hello, Wendy. Thank you so much for having me today.
So, Megan, thank you so much for being here today. You've been busy, you've been on the road, and I'm just so excited that you've taken out the time to share what you've learned in assisting so many entrepreneurs to be successful. So, Megan, how did you get started out as an entrepreneur in the first place?
Oh, wow. Great question. I have actually been always an entrepreneur at heart and certainly a serial entrepreneur. So way back when, just actually while I was going to college is when I started my first business as a professional makeup artist. So that was the first of many businesses, as you had stated. I've had seven over the years. But I really, you know, dabbled in a little bit of working for various different businesses, you know, for corporate America, and just was not the right fit. I did have a pretty good stint with a company, international skincare company, worked for them for 9.5 years, but had a lot of flexibility in my schedule and, you know, kind of created the position for myself. So because I had that flexibility and the ability to kind of create my position, I was able to last that long. But really, I've been an entrepreneur for the last 15 years consistently. And And for me, that's the only way to be, because it's such a growing opportunity, and it allows you to be able to create the lifestyle that you desire. And for me, it was allowing me to be the best mom that I can be for now my three children, and a great wife to my husband. So just the opportunities that entrepreneurship provides is certainly what I love and what I teach others that they can have as well.
Well, Megan, you and I have known each other for years at this point, and of course, we both know, and so many women and moms have been, you know, really waking up and taking advantage of the flexibility that is on the table as to be able to be, you know, wife, mom, taking care of your family, bringing home some bacon, take everybody to their events, all the different flexibility that's required. Those multitasking moms running a household too, you know, that, I think that's one of the biggest byproducts, one of the biggest side benefits for anyone that's raising kids as well. And you've certainly done that absolutely beautifully. So Megan, you jumped in, you're an entrepreneur. Let me ask you, what do you think are some of the top attributes that are important for anyone that's really considering seriously diving in, or even at a deeper way? Maybe someone's got a part-time business, they really want to take it full-time, or considering jumping in the entrepreneur pond in the first place. What would you say are the top attributes that you believe are important for someone to be successful as an entrepreneur?
First and foremost, it's all about knowing where you're going and having that clarity in terms of what is the transformation that you offer. So you have to know the value that you have in the marketplace. So that is key. And then, of course, having a well-defined step-by-step plan of where you're going and how you're going to get there is also key. But, you know, in terms of personal characteristics, it's all about, you know, being confident and believing in yourself and taking that consistent action on a daily basis. So you have to, you know, kind of develop a thick skin, because it's not always easy. And, of course, you're going to get some rejection along the way. But, you know, when you are so clear on your why, of why you're doing what you're doing and that transformation that you offer, that is what's going to fuel you each day and keep you pushing through. So, you know, persistence and, again, taking that consistent action. But I'm sure you know this, Wendy, as well. You can be taking action, but you certainly can be sometimes taking the wrong action. So it's all about, you know, focusing on those income-producing activities on a daily basis and putting yourself out there. You know, you don't want to be the best-kept secret. So it really requires you to get out there and spread your message, whether it's, you know, speaking events or even, you know, there's so many opportunities online to do webinars and teleseminars, but, you know, establishing yourself as an expert in your industry is really key now to have success in your business.
Yeah, Megan, it's fascinating to me, because, you know, you and I both have the opportunity, and I consider it, I know you do too, a real privilege, right, when another business owner comes to us and asks for an educated pair of eyes. I'm the first that's going to say it. You know, Megan and I bring combined decades of experience in this area, but it's really less about us thinking that we're all that. Sometimes you just need another pair of educated eyes that can see things a different way, because we all don't know what we don't know. And Megan, one of the biggest things that's been a huge breakthrough for me is working with a very, let's say, high-end executive business coach. And I do that actually weekly, because I realized, right, this, even though I've, you know, made seven figures, if I want to get to the next level and provide more leadership and more service, then there's something that I've got to do a little bit differently. So I know that you provide an incredible service for helping people look at things a slightly different way. So let me ask you, because I know for me, when I'm helping someone see what may or may not be working, I oftentimes find that when we actually keep a calendar of where people are spending their time, there's so much busy time. Opening up email first thing in the morning and getting tossed by the winds and waves of what's in email, instead of really focusing on executing those income-producing activities as a top priority. How often do you see that with people that you're working with, that they get pulled away from really the essentials that give them results?
All the time. Unfortunately, it's all the time. And, you know, I think most folks are operating from a state of overwhelm because there's so much out there in terms of training and education. And so, you know, they're often dabbling in all these different things and they don't have a clear focus on, you know, what to do next. So it's all about really, you know, getting them to get started and move forward and get out of that analysis paralysis state so they can start, you know, generating results. And then it's okay to carve out time each week to do training. And absolutely, I 100% agree with what Wendy said in terms of getting a coach, somebody who's been there, done that. So working with your coach and making sure that you are, you know, moving forward in a way that's going to be the most efficient and effective way. So I think I personally as well, like you, Wendy, have always had a coach in one area or another. So I'm writing my book right now, and I have a coach for that. You know, when I dabbled into video, I had a coach to teach me how to do video effectively for marketing. So, you know, there's always ways that you want to take your business to the next level. So taking that opportunity to work with coaches that can show you the way and shorten your learning curve and ultimately save you, you know, time and money, that is a definite benefit.
Yeah. So, Megan, let me go back and ask you this because, you know, we both know becoming a successful entrepreneur is not just some magic dust, you snap your fingers and it happens. What were some of the biggest challenges that you encountered over your 12 years? What is it that you've bumped into the last 12 years?
Oh, that's a doozy because I've had a lot of challenges over the years. I've faced a lot of adversity. But looking back now, you know, they're really all stepping stones to allowing me to become who I was meant to be. I really appreciate it now, but at the time, it wasn't always easy. So a couple of the big pivot points for me was I had mentioned about when I worked for corporate America for 9.5 years. Well, I at that time, I tragically lost my husband. So my son was 2.5 at the time. And so it really made me wake up to, you know, really being present, saying, okay, what is the most important thing in my life? I need to take a look at my priorities. And of course, it was to be there for my son. So that's when I made the decision to become an entrepreneur permanently and, you know, start my own direct sales business from home. So that first year in that with that business really presented a ton of challenges in terms of going from a position where I was face-to-face marketing, all of a sudden I had to learn how to market online, which is a completely different world. So, you know, had a lot of ups and downs through, you know, a huge learning curve around that. But within my first year, I was able to triple my income, working half the amount of hours. So I was representing I was representing personal development products and then went on to develop wealth management products. And I think there's something to be said about representing something that you created. I really believed in what I was selling at the time, but there was some things that I wasn't 100% in alignment with. So what I found is I stopped getting consistent results. And so then I had to, again, go back and dig deep and see, okay, what is it that I truly want in my life? And I had to start getting in alignment with my true self and what I felt my purpose was. So that's when I kind of reinvented my business and, you know, started doing coaching around helping people get clear on their passion and share their gifts and create a business, a profitable business around their gifts and what they love. So that's where I'm at now. But it's all about, you know, that journey, and you're constantly gaining clarity. So initially I was able to have significant results because I had such a strong why. And even though it was scary, my why was bigger than my fear. But then, you know, it's all about becoming in alignment with what your purpose is, because that's when you can start having consistency in your business, and that's when you can start attracting the opportunities that are going to allow you to continue to grow your business, you know, and have that flow and ease. So those are the two main pivot points that kind of led me to where I am today in business.
Mm. Well, Megan, I remember getting to have the privilege of watching you step into your power in that phase. And, you know, it's so fun as you and I get to observe that, then really we know that anything is possible for anyone, no matter where we're starting, because, you know, like you, I 10 years ago didn't have any business or marketing background at all. So kind of pinching myself as to everything that's happened in my marketing world. So big fun. Who would ever guess, you know, consulting for a $2 billion company right now in some video marketing and social media marketing, just so fun. And to get to see so many people have success, whether they're startup, entrepreneur, or companies. So you've built, you know, you've got two successful businesses going on right now. How do you divide your time? How do you divide your focus and still get great results?
So that can be a challenge for a lot of folks, but I've really put a great deal of attention around that. And I've put together a pretty specific schedule and set some very solid boundaries in my life and business. So it's all about really putting those priorities first. I'd mentioned that I'm a mom, or you had mentioned that I'm a mom and a mother. So those priorities come first, and I work my business around that. So I carve out time. So I have certain specific days that I work my Pilates business, and then I have other days specifically that I'm working my coaching business. And I do quite a few speaking engagements as well. So, you know, it can get tricky at times, but it's all about being really clear, again, on those priorities and setting those boundaries and having that focus time. So when I am working my business, I'm laser focused. I block out time to really get those income-producing activities completed first and foremost. And then, you know, I'm always creating content for, you know, different programs or speaking that I'm doing, and of course for my book now as well. So it's, you have to learn to work very smart, and it's all about repurposing. So you create something once and you're able to kind of repurpose it in various different ways and in different you know, platforms. So yeah, I mean, it's, you have to make sure that you are on the ball. And this is what I've learned over the years from experiencing it personally, and now that is a big area that I teach my clients, is how to juggle that time and how to make sure you are working, you know, efficiently and still have time for yourself and still have time for your family. Because, and certainly the self-care part is huge. We're making sure you're eating healthy and you're exercising, because without your health, none of it even matters. You can't be there for your family or, you know, be successful or effective in your business. So, yeah,
yeah,
I mean, there's a lot to the picture, but but it,
yeah,
can be done.
It's interesting. Sometimes it takes, particularly us very focused on it, you know, type A drivers, so often it can take a health wake-up call to really get that, wow, I've got to take the very best care of myself to be able to give everything that I want to. Whether it's your husband or wife or spouse or partner or children, right, we've got to be in that position to have our cup full to be able to give anything at all. So, Megan, let me ask you, what's on the docket for you for the next 6-12 months? What are you really focusing on? What are you up to? And how do you want people to be able to stay in touch with you as well?
Okay, so I have a lot of cool projects that I'm involved with right now, one of which is writing my book. So I'm very excited about that. I've been, you know, working on my platform and getting my message out there in a bigger way. So with the speaking engagements, I've been on the radio quite a bit, which has been fun. And so another area that I'm dabbling in right now and I'm very excited about is working with corporate America and working with executive level folks in corporate, CEOs, and other, you know, executive management level positions, and helping them with their leadership skills. Because the characteristics and skills that it takes to be a successful entrepreneur, if you can pass those along to corporate leaders, there is no stopping, you know, the leaders in corporate. So I have started doing some corporate training along those lines, and I'm offering a live event in the fall, which is all around helping entrepreneurs and CEOs develop those leadership skills and be able to step outside their comfort zone and really push themselves to the next level. So if they're able to do that personally, then they're able to do that in their business as well. So it's a very experiential event. It's a three-day retreat at a fabulous camp. And so everybody gets their own cabin, and it's an amazing experience. And it's meant to be very transformative. And like I said, you're experiencing these things that really just kind of challenge you beyond belief, so you can really go beyond what it is you think you can do and become the best possible version of yourself. So I'm very excited for that program coming out in October. And, yeah, I would love to get connected with anybody who is interested in learning more about me. You can connect with me via email at support@megantull.com. My website is megantull.com, and I'm offering an incredible free gift for all of the listeners today, and that's my Passion Belief Method Assessment. And this is an assessment that has been designed to determine overall where you stand when it comes to your self-worth, your value, your relationship with money, and the level of passion in your life. So it's an online assessment, and all you have to do to take advantage of that is go to www.pbmassessment.com. That's P as in Paul, B as in Boy, M as in Mary, assessment.com.
Right on, right on. Well, Megan, thank you so much for being here today. And by the way, if you haven't yet subscribed to the show, make sure you go to iTunes and subscribe to GorillaMarkingToWomen.com, and when you actually join us over at GorillaMarkingToWomen.com, you can opt in, you'll be able to get Megan's gift and some tremendous guests that we've had in the past as well. So go to iTunes, subscribe to the show, love to have you leave a review as well, and make sure you're following Megan Tull. This is a woman who's making it happen, making it count, and helping entrepreneurs do the same in the process. So, Megan, thank you so much for being here. Everybody, make it a great day, and we'll
thank you,
see
Wendy.
You next time. You got it.
That's a wrap for this week's podcast of Guerrilla Marketing to Women. We would be honored for you to leave a 5-star review on iTunes on our show. Be sure to subscribe to our show to hear from Wendy Stevens and her star-studded cast of experts each week. Go to www.guerrillamarketingtowomen.com to get up-to-the-minute marketing strategies and tactics to generate more leads, more sales, and bigger profits. That's www.guerrillamarketingtowomen.com.